N4ZLK.
This is Shane, K04HKX. I'm on my little handheld.
Sounded a little different. And I had my windows down too. How are you today or this evening?
Good, how about yourself?
Almost home and start of the weekend, so doing pretty good.
Almost home, but I started my weekend this morning.
And a little bit, I didn't get much of that.
This morning, so I'm almost home.
It's hard to understand you.
Yes, I'm still driving. If you want to, we'll try it in a little bit. I'm almost home.
Okay, I got you. There you go. I'm glad you can reach it with a handheld. What kind of HT do you have there?
It's a little tiny Wuxian. I don't know how to say it for sure, but it's actually a little 10-watt radio. It does a really good job. Bofangs,
but I ended up buying a Yaesu, I think it's FT4X or something. I could be wrong on that. It was about $75, but it's a great little radio. I really like it.
This one, it was reasonable, and it does wideband receive and dual band, and you can set it to your crossfade repeat also. So it's a pretty good little radio.
I haven't tried that brand. Those Bofangs, they're good, but you got to keep up with them or you forget all the memory settings or how to, not the memory settings, the menu settings. There's so many on there. You got to keep up with it. You got to use it to keep up with it.
I got one of those myself, and trying to figure it out when I first got my license was harder than getting my license.
This afternoon when everybody was on with Chad and I think it was Doug, and Russell got in there. I was on White Horse Road there in Berea, and I could pick up Russell and I think it's Doug, that other guy that was talking. I can pick them up on Simplex or on the input really well. I don't know where Russell was, but I could get them both really well.
So we're on Tigerville Road and Danielton Taylor.
Also up just under 13 feet. The tip of it, I think, is really close to 13, I think, on that tractor. So that, I think that helps as well.
When I'm in, yeah, I'm up there also.
I hope you have a great weekend. Glad I got to hear you. Glad I got to talk to you. Hope you have a good weekend. Enjoy it, and don't work too hard. And I'll hopefully maybe hear you on Monday. I'm just about home. KO4HKX from N4ZLK.
Good weekend, and I'll keep it out for you Monday.
And
I'll be clear.
Good night, Shane. This is N0TR. Have a good evening. N4ZLK, N0TR. Hi, Patrick. You got a lousy signal.
I'm breaking here, sorry. N4ZLK, good to hear you. You and Miss Bernice have a good weekend, too. N4ZLK.
Okay, Shane. I got to give Patrick some guff.
I'll take it. I'm on a little makeshift handheld. I'm driving a white vehicle with a little bit of head stuck outside on the window, so I'll take it.
Scratchy, but I can copy you. But she should have a better radio than you. I lost you on that one entirely, Patrick.
Put a radio in here. Adamant about that.
Like I said, for a successful marriage, you know, you wouldn't have any trouble with that.
Well, I could say it's the evening that would be the problem.
Well, Bernie. Trish just brought me down a piece of homemade peach pie, and she's putting Cool Whip on it now, and I have a nice big frosty glass of milk. Boy, I'm telling you, old Chad went nuts over that. He really enjoyed that when he was here.
I'll talk about it.
Now that you're so scratchy. Bofang, what, a handy talky and an outside antenna? Honest to God, I can't copy you now, Patrick. You're just in and out, in and out, in and out. So I'll let you go, buddy. Good to hear you. I just come down, setting up. I'm going to see if there's any HF on tonight and see what's on the boob tube. You take care. This is NGR OTR 73.
Here, and 732, down to the close to the house, so I'll probably be all the way out here in this section.
On the QRZ right now. Got a big fan blowing over here. I'm actually a little bit cold. Bernice put some icy hot on my back just a minute ago, and between that and this big old frosty glass of milk, it's cold.
You could probably turn that fan off, and I'm sure even if you asked Bernice real nice, she'd turn it off for you. You wouldn't have to get up from your pie and milk.
Her nose in a trough over here, too. Sitting there in the rocking chair eating a piece of peach pie. So, I don't know if she would or not, Bill. I'll get up and go over there. You probably hear it running in the background. It's not my radio. It's an 18-inch fan that I made in 1984.
A couple of days ago.
Stayed on it, isn't it, Bernice? 81 or 84, look at it when you go turn it off. Bill said you had to go turn the radio off. Not so fast either, Bill. You don't have much authority.
Not at all. I'm just here and for the amusement of most.
What's the POD down there for today?
Not much. Today is all but done, and I didn't even sleep a minute last night. So I've been up and went to work today and got home and had dinner. Just had another chicken strip. Me and the doggy here, we split it, and plan of the day tomorrow is straighten up the carport. I got enough boxes from Amazon, empty boxes, to start my own warehouse, so we're going to have us a little bonfire.
I'm going to turn you into Al Gore. Polluting the atmosphere. That's what I tell my neighbor every time he burns trash out here, which ain't very often. Well, why was you up all night last night?
Well, I don't know. I have bouts of insomnia from time to time. It just sort of comes out of the blue, and it'll last for a day or two, and then it's gone. I guess I get tired enough where I can go to sleep.
This is NGR OTR. Well, I know you'll feel sorry for me, too. I have this same thing. It's called PTSD from Bernice slapping me around.
Oh, man. You're a mess, Tom.
I resemble that. Shoot. Let's see what we're seeing here now. I'm seeing some call signs that are kind of... Well, no, it's a Russian to a Russian. That ain't doing it. Well, I'm sorry to hear that. I do, too, at times. But I feel a lot more comfortable now with that advice you gave me about that ADA throne. And Bernice and I just decided to do it ourselves, so we couldn't lift it. So what we did is we got some rugs and put it on the rugs, backed the truck up to the steps out there in the carport, and just drug it in. And then I disassembled the old one, so we didn't have to lift it very much. It still kind of hurt me, but we got her done, just like Larry the Cable Guy.
For the extra, what is it, 3 inches is worth the effort.
Oh, and it's a much bigger target. I told my daughter that today, and she just about laughed her head off. That means nobody knows what we're talking about. We're okay.
Very true. Very true. M4WHM.
TR. Yeah, I was going to say, Ray, K4SG, K4SUG, clear up until his 80s, Bill. He'd sit there drinking coffee till 11 or 12 o'clock at night and turn around and go to bed and never miss a wink.
That pain doesn't bother me. I can drink caffeine right up until I go to bed, and I can sleep all night. I don't know what gets into me sometimes. It just, I'll just lay there and just can't go to sleep. And I usually, like this morning, about 2 o'clock, I just got up and took my shower, shaved, and did what I needed to do, and got dressed, and had breakfast, and watched the TV for a little bit, and went on into work early.
Last night, I woke up at 12. Of course, I usually go to bed around 11, sometimes a little earlier, but not very often. And then I woke up at 3 or 3:30, and then I woke up wide awake at 6:30. But during the night, if I wake up, I put in eye drops because my eyes are dry anymore. I guess because I had them fixed. I don't know. They just seem a little bit drier. That'll wake you up, putting in eye drops at 3 o'clock in the morning.
I had laser eye surgery just for correcting my vision, I don't know, 5 years ago, and I've had to use eye drops ever since. And, I wake up at night sometimes and have to put them in. You start blinking and squinting and carrying on. I'm sure it'd be quite a sight to see.
Use that cysteine stuff. That's what the optometrist back in Kansas told me to use, and the ones down here said the same thing. Works pretty good. But yeah, excuse me, Bill, I'm pretty proud of that job we did. No runs, no drips, and no errors. But it was a real challenge. Heck, 10 years ago, that would have been a cakewalk, wouldn't have been any problem. Well, today I went out early, and my computer's blinking off and on down here, my older one. I'm going to plug in another screen and see if it does that. I went out and watered the chickens and cleaned the little cups out on the side of the 5-gallon bucket and put some apple cider vinegar in the water. Gathered the eggs and filled the feeders, and I don't know. I fed the birds. I always throw some bird seed out. So the chickens go nuts, so I give them each one a half a pan of bird seed, which is usually not well advised. But I guess if they're happy, they're laying eggs.
They're laying, I guess they're happy. They must not be stressed, so that's good. Get you some, you can pickle eggs, you know. You can have you some pickled eggs, getting all them eggs.
Bernice, you was looking at them recipes for the pickled green tomatoes a while ago, wasn't you? Yeah. She was looking for that you mentioned, Bill. So I may be able to sample them. Our tomatoes are getting on the waning side now, you know, and about done for. I picked a cucumber today, as big around as your arm and reach from your wrist to your elbow. Those things are sneaky. A lot of times you just don't see them until they're great big. This is N0TR.
KB2WFC.
Station acknowledged. Go ahead, sir.
Quick, but it's trying to get in there in between. Call here is Kilo Bravo 2 Whiskey Foxtrot Charlie. Name's Keith. I just happened to turn the radio on and caught the apple cider vinegar. Don't mean to interrupt your conversation, but I was just curious about that for the chicken water.
Oh, fine business, Keith, and I apologize. We get, all of us forget and key up too quick between transmissions. Bill's good about not doing it, but sometimes I forget. But I'm 73 and that happens. I should know better. But Keith, we have a 5-gallon bucket and it's got a seal on it, and then you add these little cups around it. I think I got 5. And when the chickens peck on it, it refills. It's like a float system, and it refills those cups. And those buckets will get algae in them. They'll turn green after, 5 days or so. And if you put in that about a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar in the water, well, the bucket doesn't turn green near as fast. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got my girlfriend with me, and she says, I turn the radio on, she says, you need to ask him what that, why he does that, so that makes sense. But, yeah, one of the things we do with ours is we got, I think we got 4 land, and we take the old chicken shells and let them dry out and then grind them up and mix it in their food to help with their calcium.
Roger. I put oyster shell, and then there's you can buy a bag of grit, and I'll just put about a third of a scoop of that in the feeder. And as it goes down, it disperses it around, and that makes the shells harder, they say. But these chickens are smarter than what you think they are. They just barely ever eat that stuff. They're supposed to help their gizzard to digest it better, and et cetera, et cetera. But I'll go out there in the feeder. Like if that oyster shell shows up on one side of the feeder, they'll just leave it there and eat the other side. Go ahead, Bill, in 4WHM, N0TR. Don't go down the hall, Keith. Go ahead.
Didn't mean to interrupt you guys and let you guys get back to talking, but yeah, the chickens that we got there, they seem to been doing pretty good. We've been getting 4 eggs a day, which for the two of us is plenty.
I'm there for Bill to get back. No, you didn't interrupt anything. We were just having a good old conversation here. He's down by Hartwell. I don't know where you're at, Keith. I got a KV2 call there from you, but I'll write down the rest of it later. Well, we bought 8 speckled Sussex here a while back. And I might add, if you Google the chicken man, any questions on earth you might ever have, Amen, A-M-E-N, will answer them on that webpage. And if not, you can call him. and he's a real fine guy. He's up around Flat Rock. And so I ordered 8 more of them because they really lay good, and they're supposed to lay in the wintertime too. And they have a good disposition. The other ones that we had, the big red ones and the black and white ones, the Walsamers and the Cucamorans, they always have a pecking order and are pecking each other or something. You got to put that purple medicine on, et cetera. And these, they don't. They really get along well. And they're quite prolific layers with 7 of them. I got 7 eggs from them the other day and 4 from the other chickens, I think it was. But, man, and they lay that just about every day, Keith.
I'm at a loss too. but yeah, the I think the most eggs I've cracked since then was about a dozen. And but yeah, I cracked eggs for all night, getting ready for breakfast in a big old stainless steel, looked like a big half kettle. It was probably about 6 foot wide, and I don't know how deep it was, but I saw that stack of eggs, and I decided it was, well, it was me and a couple other guys that was cracking. It took us all night, and of course, the KP sergeant, he could crack, you know, two in each hand at the same time, and telling us how easy it was, and we did leave about probably a third of the shells in there, I believe. I swear those were the worst eggs I ever had.
Well, any of you guys interested in DX, there's a Charlie Echo. Charlie Echo 3, Quebec Yankee in Chile on right now on 14233. I don't know. Bill, you haven't passed your test yet. And I don't know what licenses everybody else is. Just thought I'd throw that out there. I haven't heard anything or seen anything, actually, until I saw that this evening. Go ahead, Keith.
And when I jumped in, then I was mobile. But, I'm just a... I don't have that privilege. I'm just a tech. Go ahead, Patrick.
I'm here. I'm just a tech. I hadn't got my general yet. Working on it, though.
Test. I'm just waiting on the test. Lunch today I went through and took some more practice tests, and I'm still scoring pretty good on the practice test. So my friends over in the Gainesville Lanier Amateur Radio Club, it's 2 months to the next test for them, and they said, well, if you're ready, we'll hold a session. We'll publicize it, the minimum requirement, and we'll get you tested. So I may get tested before then. See, I might take them up on our offer.
Give you an attaboy. I know you'll pass that, Bill, without any problem. I didn't know. I just heard this guy and... see, he's pretty loud. And lately they're, you know, I'm not looking for chili or anything like that, but unless it's from Wendy's, but I just saw that he was on there and there was U.S. stations working him, and he'd be very easy to work, I think. And the pickings are small out there. However, I see another one on 20 meters. Maybe there's an opening. There's an Echo Alpha 7, which is more than likely the Canaries. No, that's Spain. But close. Maybe there's going to be an opening on 20 tonight. I see a few coming up there, by golly. There's one in Indonesia, even. Now, that one interests me. Let's see where he's at, 14207. I'll give that a listen. Go ahead, Keith.
I think I'm not sure if it's still going on, but the 3rd and 4th, I think, of next month, is Shelby Hamfest. Go ahead, Patrick.
Correct. I'm going to try to go up there myself. Try to put some faces with some of these call signs.
Jared Patrick, if they like me, some of them are right ugly. But there ought to be some good-looking ones. Handsome men, as they call it, as John Wayne would say.
Well, I'll be there, so what else could you ask for, Bill?
As long as the 19 don't mess it up.
That doesn't get in the way, and the weather holds out. I plan on being there.
A little far from me to go. Not too far, but it's a little far from Harwell. So I'm, my weekends are pretty much planned out for the next several weeks, so I don't know that I could get away anyway.
This is NGRO TR with a man on the mountain. Well, Bill, that one used to be, you know, the Dayton of this area. I mean, it used to be top-notch. I've heard through the grapevine that it's not as well as it used to be. But don't take my word for it. I'm no expert on it. I've only been to it once, and it was a 10. I mean, it was wonderful. But, yeah, it is a little bit far up there from you. And by the way, I didn't hear nothing on that Indonesia station, but somebody evidently heard him back in Kansas, but they probably got three beams and all kinds of stuff up there. Oh, that was in Sun City, West Arizona, this guy heard him. And he's got an antenna farm that's for people to dream about, you know. Well, no, he's just got a tower and two beams on it, it looks like. Some of those places, though, wow, they got antenna farms that are just out of this world, and my little old wires just aren't going to receive those things.
Some of my stuff, I've been out of the radio for a while, and I got back into it. But trying to get a tower and get things around and all that stuff.
Working on that myself, but I'm trying to get my general license before I go any further.
I got my off-center dipole, and I got a omnidirectional 10-meter. The off-center dipole's up about 35, 38 feet, something like that, flat-topped, and the omnidirectional is probably about, well, the base of it's about 25 feet, so it's about 37 feet to the tip. So that's my start. I'll see where it goes from there.
Bill, this is Costa Rica, which Norway Zero Tango Radio. Roger, you're 5-9 near Greenville, South Carolina. My name's Tom, 73. So, there is an opening on 20 tonight, Keith. And so I thought I'd just do that for the fun of it. Go ahead, Keith. KB2WFC and 0TR.
I just haven't gotten around to doing it, putting the antennas up. The 2-meter beam, 13B2, dual band antenna, and the other end. I finally just got around to changing out the antenna on my truck a little while ago so I can actually hear this repeater down in Anderson a little better because I'm down on the south side of Anderson. I think it was what, Paul? Go ahead.
Just pulled up the website DX Heat, and 20 meters is hot in North America right now, and 40 meters is coming in.
Just makes me wish I already had my general ticket, but it is what it is. It'll be there again. Tom, I guess you're the one that's going to have to work everything for us.
Well, you can come up here and just sit right here and do all you want, and without any problem. Looking forward to you coming back up anyways, Bill. Yeah, that was Charlie Azofieff in Belen, Heredia, Costa Rica. But you'll find out that's just a hop, skip, and a jump. There's just no problem working Costa Rica and all those Belize and all of that. But it's still, to me, it's still magic. No matter how old I get, I still enjoy it. Go ahead, Keith.
Yeah, I started studying, and had a bunch of stuff come up, so I haven't got around to doing it. But I'm going to let it jump out of here. I'm reaching my destination, and I'll be probably back in about a half hour or so on my way back from Greenville back down to Anderson. I'll say 73s, KV2WC. Go ahead, Paul.
Stay safe out there, mobiling around. You say you're almost home, it's a good thing. KO4 HKX here.
Brent, be safe, and it's a little thunder here somewhere back north of me, which is Anderson area, so watch out for the rain and the frogs. Be safe. M4WHM.
Greetings, Keith. Nice to meet you tonight. Jump in anytime. We got about 12 minutes or so before the net comes on. And I was seeing a K2A station. I don't know what kind of thing they're running there. It must be a special event. It's a one-by-one call there. But it's on 40 meters. But maybe this will get your spirit up when you start hearing the DX coming in. I've been waiting on it for a long time. It says special event for the Amateur Radio Software Award, whatever that is. And here's a Russian Earth Mean Earth contest. I think I'll pass on that one, Bill. But, anyways, I need to bring up my software and we'll all get there. I don't see a whole lot on there, though, Patrick. I do see a few from pretty common ones, but they wouldn't be if you're just starting out. And just to be able to talk that far on a wire like a phone call, it's magic. Go ahead, Patrick.
Limited knowledge of all of this right now, it's magic, that's for sure.
You sit here and you've got a little box and you talk into it, and you know, we're talking from here to Greenville, North Carolina, and it's like we're sitting beside each other, so it's definitely magic. And as fast as it occurs, it's a neat hobby. And I tell you, studying for the general, I've learned a lot. I don't know if I'll remember it in a few weeks, but I've learned a lot so far.
Bill, I got my license November 9th, 1993. And I didn't want to ever have to do CW, and now I enjoy it more than anything. That I heard this guy on, and I thought, I might as well work the guy. And if you hear them that strong, you usually work them without any problem. See a little activity on 80 tonight. And, but you mentioned lightning and that. I haven't brought the radar up, so I hope you're wrong. Boy, I went out to feed them chickens a couple of days ago, Bill, and I heard thunder, and I told Maurice I'll run out and get the eggs. And I went out there, and when I made it to the hen house, I heard one crack over to the east, and so I thought, I'll grab the ones with the most eggs, which is the Sussex. And I got them, and another crack hit, and it was a little closer. And I know darn well, if there's a storm within 10 miles, you can get lightning. So I ran to the other side, thinking, I'll get these, and then I'll haul it for the house. And I made it, you know how my driveway is back there. I made it halfway across the driveway, and the next shot was right above my head, and it just kind of scattered all over the sky. And I'm really glad it rained real hard afterwards, Bill, because right there halfway across the driveway from the door to the hen house, you know, there was a big brown spot there, and it washed it off.
Tom, you a mess, and I think everybody agrees, but hey, makes for some lively conversation. But yeah, when lightning pops right over your head, it'll scare you.
And it like Tom said, it may make you leave a few spots behind.
I hadn't run in a long time, Bill, but I run. I bet I could have done the 100-yard dash. Man, it scared me. I was, after that second one, I thought, well, if I feel the hair on my arm, they say the static just preceding a strike will make the hair on your arm and the head stand up, you know, and you're supposed to roll into a ball. Well, I'm too old to roll into a ball. I'm already shaped like a ball. But I guess I could have fell down and prayed. But, boy, it did. It scared me.
I think it's nothing to be taken lightly, that's for sure. And I think this is just heat lightning. I hadn't heard it in the last few minutes, and I only heard the one little, or I saw a light little flash and a little distant thunder. So, but like I said, it was to the north toward Anderson, so there may be something going on. But there were some storms earlier headed this way, but I figured they would have dissipated by now, so... But anyway, well, I'm going to say 73, gentlemen. Let the station clear up for the net, and I need to get my stuff together here and unplug my radios in case it does start to lighten anymore. So I've enjoyed it. I hope I didn't ruin your frosty milk and peach pie. But, since I didn't have any, I don't feel too awful bad. But I'm sure you got a bite in and a drink here and there every now and then. M4WHM, I'll be clear on your finals.
Okay, Bill. Yeah, I know it evaporated. Not. Hey, did you ever look at QRZ.com, Bill?
QRZ, once, well, good bit, actually. I keep it up. And watch it.
Oh, I just wondered, there was a guy here on 3516. I wanted to see if I could hear him. That's CW. And his name's Paul McLaren, and he's in Scotland. Well, if I can hear him on 80, I'll work him. And over to the side, a lot of times they'll have pictures of themselves or their family or their stations. And this guy has got, I know you love to fish, and this guy's got a carp that I would equate to the size of that flathead that you sent me a picture of your buddy caught the other day in his hand. I don't know how much it weighs, but oh my, that's the biggest carp I ever seen, Bill. Anyways, good night, Bill. It's getting late, and so I'll sign with you and Patrick. And Patrick, good to hear you on this late. I don't get on that much of an evening, but I really enjoyed everybody tonight, and thank you all. 73s, and send it to you, Patrick. This is N0TR.
Tom, 73's Bill. I was going to ask if he told you what he was doing before he got on here. Miss Bernice taking care of him like she does. You gentlemen have a good evening. KO4HX, and I'll be clear.
73's Tom. Y'all have a great evening. Be safe, as always. N4WHM clear.
TR, KN4CHY, real quick.
Go ahead, CH1.
I'm Keith here. I just wanted to get in and out real quick before the net gets started. Was that Costa Rican station, was that TI2CEA by chance?
No, sir. It was on 14212, and I'm not there right now. It was TI5 Charlie Delta Alpha.
Pretty close. This is TI2 Charlie Delta Alpha, and I worked, and this is Charlie. I don't know if you've got two call signs or what, but I worked him on one of my first contacts on 40 meters. You were talking about reaching down that way, and my wife was sounding a little surprised, so I went on QRZ, and that fellow was my fourth contact on FTA.
Well, I've never used that. But this guy says his name is Charlie, and it's spelled A-Z-O-F-E-I-F-A.
That's Roger on the name too, but he's got a two in here when I contacted him. But yeah, anyway, I just thought it was funny. I was just kind of scrolling through the list and listing all the areas down in there. Letting her know. But yeah, I thought it was really amusing that, you know, he was right there in the top of the logbook when you called him out of.
Well, you know, they do use, make mistakes and post them wrong. And I didn't get your name, but mine's Tom. But I've noticed here, I just went back and looked, and he's posted on there at 14212 as a TIA like, oh, I don't know, three or four times. And I've seen that happen where guys will just pick up on it, but he actually, I'm certain that was the correct call.
In this entry's, you know, like almost 4 years, 3 years old anyway. And anyway, the name here was Keith, and I guess we ought to clear out of here because it's going to be starting here in probably about a minute and a half.
Just to hear you, Keith, 73s, and this is N0TR clear.
K4CHY, clear, ready for that.
Goodbye for that.
CQ, CQ, CQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is Kilo Oscar 4, November Uniform Echo, KO4NUE. My name is Chad, and my location is Campobello, South Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Peter is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on this frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Are there any announcements or bulletins for the net tonight? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control. We will now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RACU portion. We will begin with the pre-check-ins, starting with N4IEI, Miss Isla, and Fred, W4FCM in Traverse Rest. Thank you two for stopping by tonight. KI4LZI, Mr. Andy up in Table Rock. K4OSH, Pat in Malden. KO4NNH, Fred in Pelzer. KC4W, Bill in Anderson. And W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. W4TS, Jim in Pelzer. K4XMR, Mel in Prosperity. AA4RM, Robert in Easley, and KN4HTP, Miss Wendy in Simpsonville, and she brings along Mark, W2MJB in Simpsonville as well. Two of our net controllers tonight. I mean, two of our net controllers, not tonight, but for Echo Link stations and Echo Link stations only, please call now. Tonight, being Friday night, we'll begin with Uniform through Zulu. Please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
4 Zulu Hotel Foxtrot, Keith in Columbus. Just check me in and out if you hear me.
KO4NUE.
Bravo 4 Zulu Victor Mike ZVM Dan in Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
Please check in Kilo 4 Victor Kilo November K4VKN. This is Alan. I'm in Piedmont, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. Good evening to everybody on the net.
Back up and recognize what we've got. We've got KE4ZHF, and that's Keith up in Columbus. Thank you for dropping by tonight, Keith. KB4ZVM, that's Dan in Greer. Appreciate you checking in with us, Dan. And KB4K4VKN, Alan in Piedmont. Are there any more stations for Uniform through Zulu? Please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
November 4, Uniform Zulu. My name is Mike. Also check in Alpha Foxtrot 4 Echo Tango. That's my wife, Nancy. We down here in the suburbs of Gray Court. We'll be negative and negative, 7-3.
I'd like to recognize N4UZ, that's Mike, and he brings along his bride, AF4ET, and that's Miss Nancy, both down in Gray Court. Are there any more stations for Uniform through Zulu? Please call Net Control or KO4NUE.
CWA, mobile, Stephen Inman, I'll be negative and negative. I'm all the way up here in Shelby.
I would like to recognize KN4BWA, and that's Steve up in Shelby. Steve, you be safe on the road tonight, and appreciate you dropping by. So we'll try one more time. Every time I try, I get one, so we'll keep trying. Any stations for Uniform through Zulu, please call KO4NUE or Net Control. Move to the next group. Alpha through Delta. Any stations with the suffix of Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
KO4NUE.
Chad, please check in Kilo 4 Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife Kilo 4 Oscar November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter Kilo Mike 4 Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll be short time tonight.
Kiwi. Whiskey 4, Charlie Tango Whiskey, W4CTW. This is Tyler and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative tonight. 7-3 to everyone on the net.
Four Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS. That's Gary. Also, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride Joy. We're at home and easily, no traffic. Good evening to you and Anna and all on the net.
That was a really good group. So let's start with KK4DMW, and that's Rick. He brings along his wife, Miss Lorena, at KK4ONO, and their daughter, KM4MOQ, that's Michelle, and they're all located in Piedmont. It's always a pleasure to have you guys drop by, because three consecutive calls in a family, that's pretty neat. So, next call is W4CTW, and that's Tyler and Taylor's. W4DJW, that's our net manager, Dave. KN4CHY, Keith and Seneca. KI4DOS, that's Gary and his pretty little bride, Miss Joy, at K3JOY. Any more stations for Alpha through Delta, please call KO4NUE or Net Control.
NUE. Could please check in Kilo Bravo 2. Bravo Yankee, Quebec, K KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. I'll be negative and negative tonight. 73's to you and everybody on the net tonight.
Recognize KB2BYQ, and that's Dave in Easley. Are there any more stations for Alpha through Delta? Any stations for Alpha through Delta? Call net control.